All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, December 4th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have Thursday night football between the Cowboys and the Lions. We had PGA tee off earlier this morning. Good luck to all of you playing some PGA. We have a five-game NBA main slate, and then we also have a 10-game NHL slate. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and to get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. Quite a few questions came in before the show, which is always great. We will start there and then see where we go. So I'm going to get SaberSim pulled up, got the NFL Showdown slate on the screen at the moment. First question of the day, can you talk about the sim win rate in the post-lock sims? Oftentimes in Showdown, I noticed that my sim ROI is pretty decent, but my sim win rate is lower than I'd like compared to others. I thought maybe that was because I wasn't leaving enough salary on the table in Showdown, but others with a higher sim win rate than mine have a similar average salary for their lineup set. Very possible I'm misunderstanding sim win rate and would just like you to explain what that is a bit. Thanks. Yeah, no problem. So let's say we go back to Monday. We go back to the Monday night football showdown. We go over to the contest tab. I think I was doing a demo for somebody here with these entries. Now, let's say that you played the first down. You know, very common contest. And we'll let these results load. Sometimes you got to give it a second here, especially like these bigger contests. This one, I think, was like 80,000 entries. All right. Almost loaded. This is also another sign that like it fully hasn't fully loaded. Wait. Usually once all these columns kind of render appropriately, you know, like you're good to go. So we're halfway there. All right, cool. So everything's kind of coming in. I'm going to hop over to the users. Trying at least, trying. Got to work through it. All right, cool. So we're over on the user side, right? Now we're good. Let's look at people who max. Let's sort by sim ROI, all right? So we're going to be talking about sim ROI and sim win rate, right? These two columns. Now, me personally, I tend not to care as much about sim win rate as I do about sim ROI. And the reason for that is like kind of related. I think it's an easier example to explain like in the pre-contest sim. You know, in the pre-contest sim, there's ROI, there's win rate, there's cash rate. There's ROI standard deviation, right? Those are like the sim metrics that you see. ROI effectively captures all of them, right? It captures the times you win. It captures how much you cash, captures your range of outcomes with the standard deviation, right? ROI, that's why we recommend sorting by ROI, right? If we thought sim win rate was more important than sim ROI, we would say, hey, you want to sort by win rate in the pre-contest sim, right? So just like kind of hierarchy type, you know, just like noting that ROI should be like the thing you care about most because it captures all of those things together, right? So keep that in mind. Sim win rate is interesting, right? I think this is actually kind of an interesting thing here right away is that, hey, we see that, you know, these three users with the highest sim ROIs have varying sim win rates, right? 0.02 versus 0.01 versus 0.12, right? Something else that's kind of interesting is that like their sim 99th percent profit is also kind of scaled, even though the third sim ROIer here has the higher win rate, his sim 99th profit is actually lower than the other two that come in slightly ahead of him, right? Part of me wants to say that, you know, this is a little bit more noise than signal. I don't think that there is like something to having a higher sim win rate that is like more beneficial here. I could understand why users would think that, but ultimately, if you want to increase sim win rate, you're going to have to target lineups with higher percentiles, right? So like the way I would think about this is, let's say we go back to today now, right? Okay, we want to try and like target higher sim win rates. And we're going back to the showdown today. Right, let's generate some lineups. So we're going to build 1,500 lineups here. So effectively, what we're going to do here is like, in order to increase sim win rate, you basically need to increase upside. So I think what you could do is like experiment, because I've never done this before, right? So I'm going to say experiment with something where you are effectively chopping out lower either percentile lineups, right? Would be like one way of doing it. So like I come into my pool and we're going to kind of take the same approach as we do with like all of our other kind of filters, just chopping off like a little bit, right? Trying to take off some of the lowest end of the spectrum lineups based on whatever metric we're using here. And maybe I come in and I use a percentile, right? This is the first thing that pops into my mind, percentile. And I would say show lineups with, I go to percentile and I would say 99th, right? We want to kind of increase our 99th percentile, which winning the contest is going to be in that bucket. Show lineups with 99th percentile greater than X. And I have no idea what a good number is, but I'm just going to guess 100, right? And then we would see like, hey, do any lineups go in the trash? Doesn't look like any did. Okay, well, we're going to go up 115. We're going to go up 130. Okay, now at 130, we start to have a small impact. So we know we're starting to change things, right? Okay, let's try 145. Okay, you got to go higher, right? And you just basically just keep playing with this until you get the impact that you're looking for, right? And it looks at 160. We actually trashed quite a bit of lineups, like 30% here. I would probably come down. You know, I want to be closer to like 10 to 20% personally. So at 155, I do not want trash there. All right. So at 155, 99th percentile, we have 217 lineups in the trash. This is above 10%. This is below 20%. We've trimmed out some of the lowest here, right? That would be one way of doing it. Another way you could consider is you could consider ROI standard deviation. And we didn't run a contest sim, but if we had one turned on, right, you could do the same thing. Hey, I want to chop off some of the lower ROI standard deviation lineups, right, to kind of favor the higher ones they're going to be a little bit more boom bust, but if you're I'm approaching this like you specifically want to increase your sim win rate, right? Well, then you're going to need to maybe remove some of those lineups that perform well but don't always win, right? Because there's kind of two types of lineups. Like there's the lineup that, say, wins three times and never wins again. And then there's a lineup that might win once but then has some other like higher percentile finishes. You know, that lineup is going to have a lower ROI standard deviation because it's a little more consistent, but it's not winning as often, right? So if you're like, hey, I want to increase sim win rate at all costs, you're going to need to take some of those higher variance lineups that are like a little bit more boom bust. So those are the things that I would consider. I would probably start with the percentile. I think that is going to be a safer approach, but it depends what you're looking for. But those are my thoughts there. So let me know if there's any follow-up. All right, next question. I know variance is very high in DFS, but I've been following the profit plan since starting in October. Had two nice wins, then profiting around 3.5K. Since then, I have lost about 2.5K. My bankroll is 5K. Is this normal? And should I stick to my process and follow the profit plan? Thanks. So unfortunately, I do have to tell you that this is much more normal than you might imagine. DFS, because payouts are like so top heavy, you know, these are what like simulations of like a bankroll across a season look like. And it is never like a slow and steady kind of climb up like you see with like poker, like sports betting, other forms of gambling. DFS is like big spike, down trek for a while until you get another big spike, right? If you're not winning the contest, you know, generally, right, you are probably kind of on a downslope, right? It sucks, but that's just like the nature of DFS. I would say it's more important to maintain good contest selection and continue to review your process regularly, right? Using contest flashback to do so, if you're not doing that, is a great tool. This red line, going back to this one more time, is like my favorite example of like the bankroll sims. You know, we simulated a bankroll for a long-term winning player across an MLB season. And this player lost for 140 days before they had a one big win that put them up on the year. You look at the year, they're positive, you know, nice, great year, right? But every single day, you know, if, you know, thinking about like the day-to-day grind, like they're just probably frustrated and they can't figure out what they're doing wrong and their results are, their contest, like contest flashback results are all pointing to positive signs. And you're just like, oh my God, what do I do? And then you have that one win that like really helps you out. Right. So I've seen this in practice. I remember a season or two ago for NFL, we had a user who won like 15K in January playoff slate for NFL. And they posted it and they're like, I lost every week of the NFL regular season. And this win puts me up on the year. And I was like, wow, that is, you know, a cool story and a sucky story, like at the same time. Like, geez, like, you know, DFS can be pretty sick, but it is a fun game. So, you know, always practice bankroll management for sure and try and enjoy it. All right, next question. What does your setup look like for single entry contests? What do you do differently from multi-entry contests? So maybe not the answer you're looking for, but I don't do anything different. I build all of my lineups in one build. I have, you know, multiple groups, right? Like I would set up like some four groups, you know, something like that. I would use one group per contest. Maybe I have a 20 max, maybe I have a 150 max. A single entry and a three max, you know, just to like mix it up here. I am building them all together. I'm not doing anything particular for one contest. I'm not doing a special player pool. I'm not doing special rules. And that doesn't mean you don't have, you have to follow what I do, right? Some people like to do that, right? I've talked to users as recently as today. They're like, hey, I like to build, you know, my 150 with SaberSim, but then I like to be more hands-on with my single entries, right? That's okay. You know, it is okay to do that. Some people are like, hey, I like to have like a certain player pool for my single entries and three maxes. And then I like to have a different player pool where maybe I open it up, give SaberSim more control in like my 20 and 150 maxes because there's so many lineups, right? Any of those approaches are okay. It's going to kind of depend honestly, I think it depends that when you open up, you know, your app and you look at your lineups, you know, are you like hating them, right? If you hate them, you're like, I would never play this, right? Okay, you probably need to do something specific, whether that is looking at the lineups before you save, whether that is manually changing a couple players out, whether that is building them in a separate build with different rules in different player pool. You know, if you're hating the lineups, right, you should do something different. If you're like okay with the lineups, right, and leaving it to Saber Sims control, great. But you do not have to do something different for your single entries and three maxes versus your multi-entry is what I want to get across. All right, next question. I've been messing around, especially in showdowns, but doing different builds based on different captains and stat combinations as a way to help prevent dupes and then favoriting a handful of lineups from each build, usually to give me around 200 lineups. If I then go to the favorites build, will Portfolio Plus still run based on my new lineup pool and will still use a contest sim to take the best 40 to 60 lineups out of the favorite pool? Yes, it would. So let's say that, you know, I take these 20 lineups, right? And then I'm going to favorite one. I made a note about it doing that to the team, by the way. And then maybe I favorite, go back to Saber Score. So we favorited one, we come down here, we favorite 20 total, right? I come to the favorites. Effectively what you're doing is you're running a new contest sim, right? You're running a contest sim again. So you get your pool, you re-sim it through the contest that you're playing, and then it reorders them and say, hey, based on these 200, you know, these are the ROIs. This is how we think you should play them across your different contests that you have here. So yes, it would still, you know, use the sims and then analyze the however many lineups you have. You gave me 200 for the example, and then it would place them in the contests in the most appropriate way. So I think you can totally do that in the favorites. All right. Look in here. Looks like we are all caught up with questions in the YouTube chat and Discord. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.